The South Dakota Department of Agriculture's Division of Resource Conservation and Forestry has long offered technical service to landowners across the state, aiding in decisions on removal, planting, or maintenance of trees. Last December, state foresters were tapped for assistance in the aftermath of a massive windstorm wreaking havoc with trees across 90,000 acres of the Black Hills. DANR Rural Forestry Coordinator Patricia Wyrick explains an emergency forest restoration program was enacted by USDA to assist landowners with residual impacts.
And the state foresters are the facilitators of the technical service of it. And we currently have like 530 landowners signed up that we're trying to help. And the state forestry staff is going out and doing assessments on people's properties and trying to help them figure out how much damage they have and all of that to help them through programs that otherwise would not be available.
While this emergency forest program is a unique example of services provided by state foresters, Wyrick reports anyone with trees can call for assistance. For instance, state foresters are assisting landowners with working lands programs, managing invasive species to enhance their use for wildlife and livestock.
In which they are rehabbing or even diversifying some properties, getting rid of some eastern red cedar, promoting some of the other local trees in that area, or bringing in a couple extras.
The State Forestry Division does not offer financial assistance, but Wyrick states DANR works as a technical service provider with many agencies that can offer potential funding for tree programs. Visit danr.sd.gov and search Resource Conservation and Forestry. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.